Welcome to Jamaica House Weekly, the program which highlights happenings in the office of the Prime Minister. Stay with us for the details. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the government will ensure that the capacity of the Jamaica Defence Force, JDF, is leveraged to tackle many of the country's socio-economic challenges. Mr. Holness says it is important that the Army is not limited to security, but that its role extends to offering training in a range of fields locally and regionally. Mr. Holness was speaking to journalists following the tour of the JDF's Technical Training Institute at Up Park Camp on May 26.
It has been an eye-opening tour for me to get a first-hand view of the capabilities and the capacity of the military. Jamaica can be very proud of this institution. And it is not just a Jamaican institution, it is a regional institution, and it helps other countries. And it has incredible capacity to be an ambassador for Jamaica.
The Prime Minister, who is also Minister of Defence, was accompanied by Minister Without Portfolio in the Office of the Prime Minister, Derek Smith, and Permanent Secretary in the OPM, Elaine Foster-Allen. Chief of Defence Staff Major General Anthony Anderson led the tour. They were briefed on the range of projects being undertaken by the JDF's 1st Engineer Regiment, under which the Training Institute falls. Mr. Holness also toured at the JDF Coast Guard in Port Royal, where he was provided with details on various initiatives, as well as the capabilities and recent accomplishments of the unit. He also visited the Twickenham Park Range in Spanish Town, St. Catherine, and was guest of honor and main speaker at the JDF's Victoria Cross Dinner on Saturday, May 28 at Up Park Camp. Earlier in the week, the Prime Minister made his contribution to the 2016-2017 budget debate in the House of Representatives. During his presentation, Mr. Holness said government will be taking bold and decisive measures to significantly reduce crime and violence in the country, particularly against the most vulnerable. Among the measures to be implemented is a special process within the court system for the prosecution and a trial of murders, which will serve to expedite the cases. The government will also be amending the Bail Act so that persons charged with murder will be ineligible for bail in some circumstances. The law is to be further amended to introduce mandatory minimum sentences for certain crimes. The Prime Minister says efforts to tackle lotto scamming, gangs and the narcotics trade will also be intensified.
If we want to experience sustained and inclusive economic growth, we need to forcibly tackle the monster of crime and violence in our society. This is central to the prosperity agenda.
Mr. Holness says government intends to increase the fleet available to the police by 400 cars and 200 motorbikes. Additionally, 30 new mobile police stations will be built to increase the presence of the police island-wide. The number of security officers is also to be increased from 12,000 to 14,000 over a three-year period. Government has increased the income band for persons accessing 0% loans from the National Housing Trust, NHT, from $7,500 to $12,000 per week.
This means that all workers in Jamaica who earn $12,000 per week, that is a person earning just about $592,000, will be able to access interest-free loans from the National Housing Trust. The adjustments are needed at this time as devaluation and inflation have negatively impacted affordability levels.
The Prime Minister says these persons would be qualified to borrow up to approximately $4.8 million. Additionally, two contributors of similar income levels below $12,000 per week will be able to apply for a mortgage of $9.8 million. And contributors earning $12,001 to $20,000 per week will now be eligible for a 2% mortgage interest rate, down from 4%, while persons earning $20,001 to $30,000 weekly will be eligible for loans at 4% interest, down from 6%. The adjustments will take effect for mortgages written after July 1, 2016. That's it for this week's edition of Jamaica House Weekly. On behalf of studio engineer Andre Sawyers, I am Adrian Atkinson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.